In the majority of cases, we Africans are prejudiced against same-sex relations, which we consider unnatural. And therefore, we have laws which criminalize these activities unjustifiably. And the report is relevant to us in that it points out that doing so, we are defeating the very purpose which we are trying to serve.
To change these laws, it sounds like there will need to be a cultural shift. Is that possible for so many of these African nations?
Yes, we are going to have to look reality in the face and ask ourselves whether we want to protect our people. Surely, cultural practices and cultural beliefs must be judged in terms of whether they help us survive, whether they are helpful to our survival in current circumstances, or whether they hinder our progress.
When it comes to your own country of Botswana, how would you rate your government's work when it comes to helping prevent AIDS, stemming the flow, and as it pertains to this report, when it comes to laws in your country?
My country, like other African countries, has done everything, well, most things that are necessary to try to fight the AIDS pandemic. We provide antiretroviral treatment to all citizens free, and we encourage people to test and know their status so they can seek assistance. But we fall short because although we have not prosecuted anybody, we do have these unhelpful laws which criminalize same-sex relations, sex work, and we don't help prisoners while in custody to protect themselves.
Some would say that you had the opportunity to do more when you were president.
Yeah, they said, why didn't you change the laws? So I told them that I was too busy procuring the treatment and care and leading you. And I also answered that nobody was arrested or prosecuted for either homosexuality or sex work or any other. And that therefore, I agree that maybe I should have done more. But I say, well, that's because you're unhelpful. It's your attitude I'm trying to change now.